Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website at www.theorganicview.com. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@theorganicview.com. Today's show is sponsored by the City of Sevierville, the East Coast's hottest, most affordable eco-travel destination for families, couples, and holiday weekends. If you want to relax, reconnect with nature, and have the time of your life, please check out visitsevierville.com. For more promotional offers, please visit our website at www.theorganicview.com. Also, don't forget to check out our contest section on our website for your chance to win one of our cool prizes. For more information, please visit www.theorganicview.com/contest. Memories are a priceless treasure that will last forever if they are shared. Our country's history must be preserved if younger generations are to learn and grow. On today's show, Vietnam War veteran Mr. Don Campbell will be my guest to talk about an amazing collection of memorabilia at the Tennessee Aviation Museum in beautiful Sevierville. So I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Don Campbell.
Thank you.
Mr. Campbell, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and also about your service to our great country?
Well, I'm I was born and raised in southwestern Ohio on a farm. Parents were modest means. Was good enough in baseball to get a scholarship to the local university, attended Air Force ROTC there, and entered the Air Force as a pilot in 1958. Served 21 years in the Air Force as a pilot and also as an educator, teacher, and had 1 year of combat in Vietnam in 1969. 21 years, I retired from the Air Force and taught high school out in Las Vegas. In fact, taught Air Force Junior ROTC for 12 years. Moved back to the old family farm in Ohio for a few years, and it was a little bit chilly. So my wife is from Eastern Tennessee, and she talked me into coming down here and looking at the area. And we moved down here in 1994 and have been down here ever since, and just love it.
Thank you. Can you talk about the Tennessee Aviation Museum? Why was it created?
Well, I think it was probably Neil's idea. He, for several years, collected warbirds. And I speak of Neil. I'm talking to Neil Melton, the museum owner and airplane owner. And he actually was able to retire fairly early due to some very hard work in the theater and entertainment industry. And he had several warbirds in storage in the local area. And at some point, I think in the late 90s, Neil and his wife Rhonda decided to share their remarkable warbird collection with the public. And after a couple of years of construction, the Tennessee Museum of Aviation opened in 2001.
What are some of the exhibits that you enjoy the most?
Well, I think probably the airplanes is what I enjoy the most. Of course, we have a lot of exhibits that explore early aviation history that are on display inside the museum exhibit area. We have artifacts from early aviation, WW1, WW2, the Korean War, and Vietnam. But when it comes to some of my favorites, I enjoy the airplanes most of all. We've got several flying airplanes. We've got two P-47 Thunderbolts from World War II that fly and do air shows and reunions and other aviation-related activities. And we've got a very special airplane in an A-1 Sky Raider from Korea and Vietnam. It is actually one of the two remaining A-1Hs that actually fly, so it's very, very rare. Neil flies that at several air shows and reunions. In fact, we had a reunion here not too long ago in early May where some of the A-1 pilots that flew our particular Sky Raider, its number is 665, they flew it in the Vietnam War, in the so-called secret war that went on over in Laos and Cambodia that not a lot of people knew about. But they flew it there, and when Neil put on some demonstrations and made low passes with it, you could see some tears start to well up in some of the eyes. So I think the Sky Raider is probably my favorite exhibit in the museum.
How does it feel as a veteran to look at these planes, to see them function again, especially when Neil takes them up in the air?
Well, I've always loved airplanes, especially older World War One and Two airplanes. I love the sounds of their engines. I love to watch them make low passes in front of a crowd. It just does something to you as a pilot. Even though I flew jets during my career, I can still relate with some of those aviators from the past. It's just a real